morning, friends. This is Nancy Garcia Supres with Talented Magazine. This morning, I would like to share something with you from my new book, which is currently on Amazon, called Declare It. I'm going to read for you Ezekiel 37, verse 4 through 5. Then the Lord says to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. And this powerful book is a compilation of scriptures that will equip you to proclaim the word of God over your life. God intends for you to have a positive, victorious, healthy, and prosperous life. Nevertheless, because something is God's purpose doesn't mean it will accomplish automatically. You must believe His promises, reach out for them in faith, and snatch them for yourself. So today, I'm going to let you know that how blessed you are. I want you to know that you are very blessed with so many fruits. God says in Genesis 1 verse 28, say, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful. So God loves you and desires you to be blessed with fruitfulness in every area of your life. Right in the very beginning of the Bible, we see His heart for mankind. And God said to them, be fruitful. He wants you to enjoy fruitfulness. He created you for this very purpose. So take a moment and imagine yourself overflowing with fruitfulness in everything you put your hands to. Yes, everything you touch is blessed. Your family life bears fruit, and your provision bears fruit and increases. You are fruitful in your workplace and all your relationships. This is truly God's will for you. In John 15, verse 5, Jesus taught His disciples a secret from the Father concerning fruitfulness. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I am in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you cannot do nothing. I once had a lemon tree in my yard that produced lemons that were enormous and plenteous. There were so many lemons on the tree that the branches will sometimes break due to the weight. They were loaded with fruit. The branches in and of themselves had no ability to produce those glorious lemons. They simply hosted the fruit. If I cut off a branch and put it on my table and commanded with all my mind, produce lemons, it will not produce even one lemon. No matter how hard the branch might attempt to comply. Why? Because it is what not attached to the tree. On its own, it can produce nothing. It must abide in the lemon tree to produce fruit. So this is a picture of you and me when we are in Christ. Jesus Christ is the life-giving tree. You become a branch in this glorious tree when you invite Him into your heart to be your Savior and Lord. He comes by His Spirit and lives in you when you ask Him with sincere faith. And your life is then in Him. His life-giving Spirit living in you produces fruit. You don't need to strive or worry. You simply need to believe with joyful expectation that what God promised you, He will fulfill. You are destined in Him to bear fruit, much fruit. So today I'm going to declare those scriptures over your life. And may God continue to bless you in every area of your life. I am truly blessed with a fruitful life. I am like a tree that's firmly planted by streams of living water with green,
healthy leaves producing fruit in due season. I am not anxious when there is lack all around me and when time seems difficult, because I am fruitful vine, always producing and bearing good fruit. I flourish like the palm tree. I continue to grow strong and upright in my life and faith. I will still yield fruit in old age, and I will be full of abundance, energy, and vitality, because the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. I abide in Christ, and therefore I manifest the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitful, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit I bear in my life is better than gold and the choice silver. The fruit of Christ's light in me consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. I am fully satisfied with good by the fruit of my words, and the deeds of my hands return to me. I am destined to bear good fruit because of God's faithfulness for me. So I take all this passage from Genesis 1 verse 28, John 15 verse 5, Psalm 1 verse 3, Jeremiah 17 verse 8, Psalm 92 verse 12 through 14, Proverbs 11 verse 30, Psalm 23, Proverbs 8 verse 19, John 15 verse 16, Colossians 1 verse 10, Galatians 5 verse 22 to 23, Ephesians 5 verse 9, Proverbs 12 verse 14, 13 verse 2, and 18 verse 20 to 21. Have a wonderful day, and may God continue to bless you. May everything that you touch turn to gold. God be with you. Remember that He loves you. This is Nancy with Talented Magazine. Hi everyone, this is Nancy Garcia Supris with Talented Magazine, and today I want to let you know that you are a winner. And 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says, "But thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ, and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place." Did you know that you are a winner? And as a winner, you can know victorious outcomes in every battle you face in life. Life is full of opportunities to overcome. That's right. They are wonderful opportunities, your personal resistance training. I have discovered that it is a positive, perceptive, and a faith-filled frame of mind that empowers true victories in the midst of challenging and impossible-looking situations. We all know the story of David and Goliath, yes. David, a young shepherd boy who was inexperienced in national battles, faced a bully giant who was provoking God's people, threatened them with what he believed was an imminent defeat. All of Israel was afraid. Goliath was their terrorist. No one wanted to face the giant in battle. However, David had a different perception of this bully than the rest of Israel. David did not perceive Goliath to be much of anything and put no stock in his words. In David's perspective, he was a powerless man who had no connection to God or his might whatsoever. David's perception was in line with God's will, purpose, and might. After all, who was this giant in the light of greatness of God? God has delivered David and the sheep he was tending whenever the lions and the bear came to attack. As a result of this history with God, David's mind could not understand what the negative and fearful responses from the warriors of Israel were all about. He was up for the battle with full confidence that he would win. David's mind was set on victory. He had a faith-filled, triumphant frame of mind, and no matter what the giant said, David was set on one thing: slaying the uncircumcised Philistine with the power and name of the Lord. With a positive perception of the situation and a faith-filled frame of mind, David truly did slay the giant with ease and eventually became king of Israel and went on to win many battles. He prevailed over his enemies. He was victorious. You can be victorious in all your battles too, with a positive perception of the situation, one that is in line with God's will and purpose, and with faith-filled determination, you will overcome. God will always cause you to triumph in every battle. You were created to be a champion. I'm going to decree those verses over your life. I triumph over my enemies, and I over all obstacles become God gives me the victory over every circumstance. In all things, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. The Lord God goes with me to fight for me against my enemies and gives me the victory. I am thankful to God, who in Christ always leads me into a triumphant possession, rejoicing in victory. I decree that the Lord is full of greatness, power, glory, and majesty, and that He causes me to be victorious. I proclaim the greatness of God and rejoice in Him, because He has won the ultimate eternal battle for me. This verses come from 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, Romans 8:37, Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, Psalm 18 verse 40 through 47. Have a wonderful day. May God be with you. May God continue to bless you. And you are victorious today. Amen.